This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:47 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Now, you know, we could say that the ruling government is an alliance of strange bedfellows. We have UMNO, Bersatu and PAS, purportedly all on one team to govern the country, but they're also publicly at odds with each other, despite claiming to champion Malay-Muslim unity. And we're seeing the latest manifestation of this dysfunctional relationship in the war of words between Prime Minister Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri and his predecessor Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin of Bersatu.
So Muhyiddin Yassin appeared to cast shade on Ismail Sabri in a Facebook posting this week, calling for elections to be held if the PM could not manage the volatile economic conditions. Ismail Sabri responded by pointing blame back at Muhyiddin Yassin for any failure in economic management given his role as the chairman of the National Recovery Council in advising the government. Alongside this public squabble with Muhyiddin Yassin, the Prime Minister is also contending with public discontent over the speculation timing of GE15, as well as scrutiny on the enforcement of Datuk Sri Najib Razak's prison sentence.
So given all this political turmoil and chitter-chatter, how secure is Ismail Sabri's seat in the Prime Minister post? For some analysis on the political dynamics at play, we speak to Dr. Azmi Hassan, Senior Research Fellow at the Nusantara Academy for Strategic Research. Dr. Azmi, good morning. Thank you for joining us today. Now, Ismail Sabri and Muhyiddin Yassin have been trading brickbats this week over the economic management of the country. What is your read from this public war of words between them? What's driving this schism between UMNO and Bersatu right now?
Well, no surprise there, since GE is approaching very fast and Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri presents UMNO and Bersatu and UMNO, when comes GE15, they will go against each other. So when Tan Sri Muhyiddin, as you mentioned, put some brickbats on Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri, it was meant to put down UMNO. So I guess it is a strange coalition, strange bedfellows, I guess. But when GE15 is of concern, Bersatu or Perikatan Nasional in this case, and also Barisan Nasional, are the enemy. So there it's no surprise that I think when GE15 is approaching very fast, I think Tan Sri Muhyiddin will attack Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri.
Okay, I'm then curious though, do you think this is due to the different factions within UMNO pushing Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri into a corner with regards to GE15? Because prior to this, there were rumours abound that our Prime Minister had an agreement with Muhyiddin Yassin regarding cabinet appointments and also timing of the elections.
Yes, I think the pre-agreement before Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri was elected as the Prime Minister, I think part of the problem. I think Tan Sri Muhyiddin is quite sore, is quite frustrated when the Deputy Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin, said there was an agreement between Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri and Tan Sri Muhyiddin. I think that's part of why Tan Sri Muhyiddin was, I think right now, is very frustrated. But again, in general term, I can see that Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri is more, I would say, friendlier toward Bersatu. So Tan Sri Muhyiddin attacking Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri, I think it will do not a disservice to Datuk Seri Ismail. It will not put a negative impact on UMNO, but it will put a negative impact on Bersatu. So I think the strategy that Tan Sri Muhyiddin is attacking Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri, I think will go back to Perikatan Nasional when GE15 during the campaign.
Okay, let's, and I want to stick to, I suppose, Bersatu, because Muhyiddin Yassin did say that Ismail Sabri should hold elections if the PM couldn't manage the economy. It sounds almost like a dare even. But wouldn't Bersatu be at a disadvantage if early elections are called?
Yeah, that's what puzzles me, because at this particular time, I think Perikatan Nasional or Bersatu or Pakatan Harapan is still not ready yet as an opposition alliance. That's the reason they put the monsoon season as the reason why Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri should not dissolve the parliament. So I think, as you mentioned, it's a dare from Tan Sri Muhyiddin towards Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri. But again, maybe it's a dare, but it's a dare in reverse, meaning that when you put a dare, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri won't pick up the dare, but just ignore it. So I think it is quite puzzling because right now, as you mentioned, Bersatu is still not ready yet for general election.
Okay, Dato' Azmi, I'm curious to find out, what do you think Bersatu's chances are at this GE15? Because so far their allies are PAS, right? Do you think they'll make any headway at all, or what are they going to campaign on?
With Perikatan Nasional, Bersatu, PAS and also Gerakan going solo as it is right now, is going to be very difficult. That's the reason why Tan Sri Mahidin, as a chairman for Perikatan Nasional, is looking for an ally. And there's been rumoured that he's looking for Pakatan Harapan. But Pakatan Harapan, I think, especially PKR with Rafizi as a deputy president, just doesn't want to work with Tan Sri Mahidin. So it's going to be very, very a bleak future for Perikatan Nasional if they go it alone. They need some strong ally. And the current ally that they, the most suitable ally for Perikatan Nasional is Pakatan Harapan. But Pakatan Harapan, for the time being, is very, very stick to their principle that traitors, for example, during the Sheraton move, will not accept as Pakatan Harapan ally.
I want to come back to the situation within UMNO, because we have seen comments from UMNO President Datuk Seri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi regarding elections and being held during floods. This has been lambasted by the public and also the opposition. What does this say about the, I guess, internal infighting within UMNO about who's leading the charge for the party? Because whatever people think of what Zahid Hamidi says, it does also reflect on Ismail Sabri, no?
Yes, true. We know that in UMNO there are two big factions if GE15 is of concern. When should the GE15 is of concern? Before this, it was the pandemic. GE15 should not be held as soon. After that, it is the economy. Plus, right now, is the monsoon season. So obviously, in UMNO, there are two factions. So in this particular case, I think, because we're talking about Bersatu should be very careful of attacking Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri, because Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri, under the perception, really does not belong with Datuk Seri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi. So yes, it is very true that in UMNO there are factions that elections should be held if they work with Perikatan Nasional, and there are factions that Barisan Nasional should go it solo in GA15. So it is an internal problem, how big it is. We shall see what happens in UMNO.
How much pressure do you think Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri is under, actually, at this moment?
Oh, yes, I think it's a tremendous pressure, because he is the poster boy, meaning that he is the Barisan Nasional choice for the Prime Minister if Barisan Nasional come into power. And also, he has to demonstrate that he is the Prime Minister for all, so that he will make sure that he will not succumb to the pressure from the UMNO faction that want GE to hell as soon as possible. So if you add the monsoon season right now, so I think Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri is under tremendous pressure. Whatever he do, it will look not good on him. So I think that's a part of a prime minister job, I guess.
Another situation that Ismail Sabri finds himself having to field two different views is really regarding the treatment for Datuk Sri Najib Razak in prison. So we have one side questioning whether he's receiving adequate medical care. We have another side accusing the government of giving him preferential treatment. I mean, what do you make of Ismail Sabri's response to this issue?
I think before this, he was very quiet about Datuk Sri Najib treatment in prison, especially on his medical condition. But again, he did point out one statement that Datuk Sri Najib should be accorded the best possible. And Khairi Kamaluddin also, as a health minister, also jumped into. I think there is some tremendous pressure from UMNO itself. It's got nothing to do with the two faction, but again, it's the grab from the grassroots. They want to see that Datuk Seri Najib be treated accordingly. So I guess Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri has no choice, but also to put out a statement that so that doesn't give an impression that he doesn't care about Datuk Seri Najib.
Okay, and I'm curious, Dato' Azmi, from all that's going on, when do you think elections will be held?
Well, for me, monsoon's reason is should not be an hindrance whether GE should be held or not to be held. I guess it should be by the end of this year, because if you add climate change, currently our monsoon season should not be the hindrance. So I would say that most probably by the end of this year.
Azmi, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Dr. Azmi Hassan, Senior Research Fellow at the Nusantara Academy for Strategic Research, predicting that GE15 will be held before the end of the year.
Well, it's a similar conclusion that our previous commentator, Pankaj C. Kumar, also said. He predicted actually specifically November 12th as the date of the general elections. But really, it's nobody really knows. Only Ismail Sabri does. And I think he would... There are clearly two factions within UMNO, those who want it rather sooner and those who, of course, want it later.
Yeah, so...
So which camp does he fall into?
I mean, and I feel like he is being pulled in all these multiple directions, right? There are just so many factors to consider, so many interests that he has to keep in mind. He's already said that he will discuss any decision for the elections with the top leaders of UMNO. And as we know, UMNO is divided.
Yeah.
Not clearly. Only that, one of the things that struck me about the conversation with Dr. Azmi was how commenting on Bersatu's strategy and this whole strategy of aiming fire at Ismail Sabri could end up backfiring on them depending on when elections are held.
Well, maybe they feel they have nothing to lose, right?
Perhaps.
Because Doc basically said their chances in GE15 aren't great when you think about it, right?
I was actually really surprised when he said that Bersatu is looking to maybe team up again with
Pakatan Harapan.
I do recall seeing headlines where PH members have said, no, we're not going to consider this. We've been burned by Bersatu before. So I do feel that, you know, if they're considering that, things must look pretty dire on Bersatu's side.
But if anything has taught us is that politics, there is a certain level of fluidity. What's the key thing that every politician wants? It's to be in power, right? So
you can never say never.
You can never say never. Today you're my friend, tomorrow you're my enemy. And maybe there will be some form of, maybe not formal coalitions. Actually, what would be interesting is post-GE15, if no party secures enough seats to actually command a majority, what kind of coalitions are we going to see kind of come forth in Malaysia? And then we are going to have to live in this new age of coalition politics.
Questions that we'll be keeping in mind as election developments unfold. Then we'll come back after that with a look at the KLCI. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.